And we are joined today, me and Crystal, by two very special guests. Woo-hoo. We've got Tax Evaders in studio band members Nick and Jude. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
So excited to have you in the Sin Studios, and we're chatting with the Tax Evaders, who I was just saying to Ben before, what do you guys have in common with the Australia's Richest? You're both called the Tax Evaders.
Absolutely. <yeah. laughs>
It's probably like the quickest thing I could think of.
Yeah, we take from the cream of the crop.
The cream of the crop. And yeah, so you guys kind of have that gang comparisons to live energy of 80s pop rock outfits and the hockey guitar parts of 2000s garage rock and revival acts. What a blend of genres.
Hell yeah. Someone's read our Spotify bio, you know?
No, I think the original idea was always, hey, let's take INXS and combine it with The Killers and then make it surfy.
I think Australia loves that.
Yeah.
Australia has been receiving that well.
And then surfy kind of got lost over the...
Yeah, some would call that accurate. I'd say our sound is more similar to, like, when you take a bath and then you're draining the water at the end of the bath and it's just, like, circling down the drain, you know?
Divine.
Yeah.
What year was it when you were, like, coming together as a band? Because surf rock was really a big thing in 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, we're late to the party, so 2021, you know? Okay. Yeah. You know, we caught on to evading our taxes a bit late as well. Of course, that's been popular for quite a while. But yeah, we started really in 2021. Like, you know, we were trying to get the band together in 2020. But, you know, of course, lockdown, COVID, all that sort of thing. Yeah. So really got sorted in early 2021 with a set list.
Yeah.
And then started playing gigs, did a ton of gigs. Did a residency at Stay Gold in Brunswick. From there, from playing those gigs, we were able to start recording our music, which we started releasing in 2022.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, we always kind of laugh. We got really lucky with the Stay Gold thing because we came out of lockdown about 3 days before the first show and then went back into lockdown about 3 days after the last show of the residency.
We actually
snapped lockdown times.
They opened it just for you, though.
Yeah, exactly.
We tipped off the government for that one, so thanks, guys. Yes. Yeah.
Even though you're evading taxes, they're doing you favours.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Lovely. And love the name, Tax Evaders. Who came up with that one?
I don't even remember. Yeah. Like, we were joking about, like, songs and that, because, like, at the start, we were just, like, jamming tunes, and we were writing a lot of lyrics, like, just as filler, I think.
Yeah.
And we had a song... that we wrote about relocating to Greece to avoid paying your taxes, called One Way to Greece, which is funny because it seems like a lot of Aussies have been doing that, like, since the lockdown, you know, going over to Greece on, like, a 3-month bender, which is just mad. Like, I wish I could do that.
A lifestyle too.
But yeah, came through that, and, you know, we wanted to have a band name that was memorable as well, because at the end of the day, you know, we're starting out as a local band. We don't have any sort of industry funding or any nepotism or any of that, right? So thinking of ways that we can make the band stand out a little bit amongst the crowd, and we thought, you know, a funky name was part of that, you know?
Silly, goofy, and quirky. And
exactly.
It stays in the front of the mind.
That's
absolutely.
What we
and definitely not what we are doing, in case the ATO is listening.
Yeah. I'm sure they have kept a bit of an eye on you guys.
Oh, yeah. We've got a few debt collecting companies that have started following us on Instagram, which has been interesting. Yeah. Just watching that, I think we got a DM from one at some point.
We just left them on scam text.
Yeah, we just left them on delivered. You know, we don't want to risk giving any evidence against us. You know,
We did have a funny thing where we kept trying to. I think two separate times we tried to make a band ABN and it got rejected for some reason, which I've never seen happen before with other ABNs that I've had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
We have tried. Yeah. We, you know, have tried to be tax compliant.
I'm glad because yeah, you would.
We
really
are tax compliant. Yeah. Like we actually are in terms of how we operate. Like we've spoken to accountants about it, and everything we do is tax compliant.
And being closely
just being clear there.
Yes.
And I want to talk about as well. I don't know how to jump from tax evading to your new single, but Win With You. You are winning the tax time. Okay, no, let me.
Yeah.
But. Ben had a really good question about this song.
Yeah, the track, Win With You, the new release, features a line, Side by Side, We're Falling Up the Stairs. That sounded like a really cute visual. Where did that lyric in particular come from? Was there a personal experience that inspired it?
I was drunk.
Yes, of course.
See, that was your opportunity to make up a really beautiful story.
No. Like, look. Like, just to be straight up, right, see a lot of artists going onto these chats and that, like if anyone watches like the Genius lyric videos on YouTube, right, you see a lot of artists going in like trying to make up some massive symbolism about their song and how it's like this huge arty-farty like mind-blowing thing. I like to just be straight up about where stuff came from.
Yeah.
Right? And like with that song, you know, of course, it's about meeting someone that is special to you and is important to you and wanting to do great things with them and, you know, wanting to win with them, wanting to win with you, right? But at the end of the day, like all great songs, I wrote it a bit drunk. Right?
Was it on like the Notes app at like 3 a.m.?
probably 2 hours before we meant to get on stage for the first time with it.
Yeah, probably something like that. But I think it was like day drinking at a Sunday sesh, actually.
Nick's really good at making awesome choruses and great lyrics and then sometimes forgetting that you have to have parts other than a chorus. And then we'll be on the train on the way into the gig and thinking how we can make it work.
You gotta always
Gotta speak from the heart, you know.
Yeah.
Be in a position to speak from the heart.
Well, I think we should give that a listen. Speaking from the heart with Nick and Jude, I guess. We'll
and Felix and Rory, who aren't here tonight
because
they're too busy cooking the books.
Yeah.
That's right. There's a gig coming
Diligent
up.
Diligent students.
They're preparing.
Oh, yeah.
Which we'll chat a bit more after this song, but give us a bit of an intro to this one.
This is Win With You, recorded and released in the last couple of months.
Recorded with Tyson Fish. Massive shout out to Tyson. Tyson previously did some work with Vance Joy at the start of his career.
Awesome.
Worked with him on Riptide, actually.
Yeah.
And has worked with Children Collide since. Has been an awesome producer for us. You know, helping us enhance the songs that we already have. And one thing with Win With You that's quite interesting that did come through as a suggestion from Tyson. If you listen to the song on loop, it actually syncs up as a perfect loop. So if you loop Win With You, it just sounds like an infinite loop and like it's going forever, right?
Win With You for 10 hours.
It's coming soon.
Just hit over 1,000 streams today on Spotify. So thanks to everyone that streamed in at home. If you like what you're about to hear, then look us up on Spotify and stream it there.
Woo, you're on Sim.
That was Win With You by Tax Evaders. We've got them in the studio. Nick and
Jude. Yeah, dog.
You would, wouldn't you?
Great track.
Thanks for the spin, guys.
No, it was really fun. And you've got an upcoming gig at Revs. So I hear Tax Evaders versus Revs. When is it? What's it going to be about and what are you looking forward to?
Yeah, so we are starting the revolution of Tax Evaders at Revolver Band Room in Paran. So, you know, I'm sure many of the listeners in Melbourne are very familiar with Revs, with Revolver. Brilliant venue, part
iconic.
Of Melbourne's
iconic
life.
Iconic is the word, yeah.
Yes.
Is it? I was wondering, the band room, is that where the cage and everything is?
It is in the cage, yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, the band crazy. In the cage, right? You know, and being that we are tax evaders, we wanted to play at a venue that is known for its glamour and its high exquisiteness.
Yeah. Locked up for the tax evasion in the
yeah,
cage.
That is it. Yeah, we need to practice. Yeah.
You know? We're going to be locked up one day, so we need to get warmed up to that. But yeah, love Revs. We've been keen to play there for quite some time.
Yeah.
Yes. So it's great to have that booked in. It's been a bucket list venue for quite some time for the band.
Mm. We've played it. Yeah.
Yeah, most of the other venues we've wanted to play at, we've played at. But, you know, we wanted to save Revs for when we do something special. Like launching a song where we know it's going to be a massive gig. And so we've got some great bands locked in for that gig as well.
Who's supporting that?
Yeah, so we've got Wailians and Pet Therapy, who just confirmed with us yesterday. We had another band, unfortunately, have to drop out due to illness within the band.
Yeah.
But luckily, Pet Therapy have been able to step up and fill that gap.
Yeah.
So they're both amazing bands, right? So Pet Therapy is, if you like The Strokes, you're going to love Pet Therapy. Very 2000s garage rock, alt rock sort of vibe. Argentine fronted. They'll go from crooning you to climbing on the stage and insulting the audience. Wailians, brilliant set list of surf rock tunes that you can just sing along to and really get into.
Yeah.
Alongside some awesome covers. We've played with those guys a few times and they have killed it every single time.
Perfect build-up for you guys as well, I'd say, with those two genres.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And is there... So you've in the past opened up for some amazing names. We've got on the list Rhys Mastin, Slowly Slowly, Susie and Jacob Fitzgerald. How, I guess, is this gig going to compare with your openings with them? And I don't know, how have you guys kind of grown in that time?
I think those gigs, if anything, were really good at finding original songs from our set that gelled really well with a very different audience. So I think especially the Rhys Mastin shows that we've done have been very much his crowd that wouldn't normally come and see us. I mean, we're a random little band and like that play around North Melbourne, you know, in Fitzroy area rather. So it's a very diverse crowd that we get to see what originals and even covers go off really well with the crowd, and then we can keep doing those more in future sets.
Yeah, the Rhys Mastin gigs were a great experience. We initially played with Rhys when he did his 10-year anniversary tour. Mm. And we saw that tour get announced. And I sent it in the gig chat, like, hey, wouldn't it be awesome if we played a gig with Rhys Mastin, right? All the boys were on board. So I sent an email to his manager, who was keen. Credit to Rhys and his team, Jed, his manager in particular. They're really keen on supporting local acts, which it just goes to show, like, the type of guys they are. They're legends.
Oh, they were so... The whole experience was so nice. Like, we rocked up as Rhys was, like, in the middle of his sound check, and he, like, stopped the whole sound check, jumped off stage and came and said hi to each of us and our partners, like, individually and stuff.
Introduced us as, hey, guys, I'm Rhys, as if we didn't know who he was.
Right.
Yeah, which I think, like, the age group of our whole band is very, like, we were end of primary school, early high school when he was, like, hitting it big on X Factor.
Yes, 2011.
Yeah.
I really remember his I Kissed a Girl performance.
Yep. we've all seen it.
But, yeah, you know, of course, we booked the gig with Rhys because we were looking for a good night, and we did definitely get a good night playing with Rhys.
And we certainly felt like a rock star, right?
Oh, yeah. We felt like we were each individually a rock star on that night. Sorry, I just got a name
throw
drop
some
it
songs.
For it.
Yep.
but yeah, and then a few months later, you know, when he was doing another lap of the country, Rhys hit us up on Instagram, said, hey, boys, I'm going to be in Melbourne again. Do you guys want to play? And so we played with him again.
Yeah.
Just, you know, Rhys is a very genuine guy all around.
Yeah.
And his entire team as well. Like, just a good crowd. And, you know, we were very thankful to them for bringing us on. And the other bands that we've supported as well, you know, Jacob Fitzgerald, incredible live act, was brilliant to play with him.
Yeah,
again,
he was awesome.
Great guy who really brought us into it and has since gone on to support some massive international acts on their tours here. Susie, same story there. Great crowd within that band. They're a great bunch there. And, of course, Slowly Slowly, who we were on a lineup with them with some of our friends, and that was a great experience, like getting to share a bill with them. Getting to see them.
Yeah, exactly.
They're a ripper band, and, you know, getting to see them live and be there for free on that was pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Sort of show we would have paid perks. To go to anyway.
Yeah.
And it's, like, so much credit to you guys as well that, like, Reese Message wanted to bring you guys back. Like, it just shows that Tax Evaders... want to keep your eyes on them.
Good show to tune into. So
100%.
On that note, if you're around this Friday, Revolver Band Room in Pran from 7 p.m, make sure to catch the Tax Evaders. They'll be playing that tune you just heard, Win With You, and many others.
I'm looking forward to it. Well, a big thank you as well, Nick and Jude, for joining us on The Hoist.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, so thank you for having us. We got a lot more coming up this year with an EP a bit later. Some other singles coming up. We got a new one on the horizon, probably in the next couple of months. We're just looking down
the just had Tyson send us all the masters for them, which has been an experience to listen to.
Hell yeah.
Tax Evaders. Yes, keep your eyes on them. Thank you so much.